Well, thank you, Ross, and our special guest tonight, Dr. Leonard Coldwell, as we talk about cures for cancer. As a matter of fact, when we come back, we'll talk more about that. Also, I'm getting a few emails from people who still want to believe the traditional mainstream medicine route, and let's take Dr. Coldwell's reaction to that when we come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Few people out there, Leonard, still want to stick with traditional mainstream medicine. They want chemotherapy. They want radiation. What do you say to them?
They're as good as dead. The medical profession is the number one cause of death in the Western so-called civilized world. The great Dr. Gary Null, one of the greatest researchers for natural health in the world, in my opinion, he conducted a study and he proved scientifically that the medical profession is the number one cause of death in the Western world. Do you know, George, that the last 20 years in my research, nobody died of cancer anymore? They all died of the side effects of the treatment. Chemotherapy, after the Geneva Convention, it is based on mustard gas. Mustard gas, after the Geneva Convention, is forbidden as a war chemical. It was created to kill people in the First and Second World War, soldiers on the battlefield. And it is forbidden after the Geneva Convention as a war chemical, but they put it directly into people. Chemotherapy kills you. It will kill you no matter what. After one time of chemotherapy, you cannot donate organs or blood any longer. What does that tell you? There just came out a study a couple of days ago, a UK study from the United Kingdom, that 27% of everybody that got in this study, 300 people that got chemotherapy, 27% died in the first 30 days. 27% died in the first 30 days. There was a clinical study done in England. And it's also on my website. But as you know, I just tested my website. We have rolling servers. It's all down.
So I told you.
No idea how many people, millions of people are on there. But What is really going on, and I see, George, if I wouldn't tell the truth, see, my book, The Only Answer to Cancer, is the most sold, as far as I know, the most sold book of all times like that, and you, of course, had a huge, huge impact on that, that is already in the sixth edition in just 18 months after the first edition. We are getting now in the seventh, and thank you so much for helping us. But George, people need to understand that you, first of all, and this entire subject makes me so nervous because so many people get murdered by the medical treatment. See, the medical doctor statistically has a lifespan of 56 years of age. The medical doctor has statistically the highest abuse rate of alcohol, the highest abuse rate of drugs, and the highest rate of suicide. What does it tell you? You want to go to somebody that has the shortest professional lifespan statistically, that has the highest abuse rate of alcohol and drugs? Only dentists and psychiatrists have a shorter lifespan. What does that tell you? And you cannot ask somebody that has all this negativity to how to have a healthy, happy life. These doctors, I believe, because these doctors go in there with so much enthusiasm and so much conviction that they are able to help people, and then they find out that this entire system is a trap. It's a trick to make money. They want to turn cancer into a manageable disease like diabetes so that they can treat it and make money on it forever and ever and ever. And cancer is the easiest to cure illness there is. If I wouldn't be right, you know what I write. You know my books, George. They would have already eliminated me in any way they could if I wouldn't tell the truth. Because they know I'm right. They don't want me in court. They don't want me to prove that I'm right and every cancer can be cured, in my experience, in 2 to 16 weeks. They don't want the truth.
And we were talking about the liver in two to, you said, in a few weeks. The regeneration process is that fast?
Absolutely. There is no cell that's older than 2 years in your system. Not one, the teeth, but otherwise. There's no cell in your system that's older than
all right, so let me ask you this. If you have a cancer cell, let's use the liver as an example. If you had a cancer cells in your liver, and within 6 weeks, those cells would naturally die, right? But then they come back as the same cancer cell?
No, they don't, George. We need to that the listeners really understand where we are coming from, what we know, and want them to know. Because your program is an educational program of its own kind. You're on a completely different level than anybody else. I'm nearly on a radio show every day, TV shows, etc. But being on with you is an honor, and it's an educational process that never happens anywhere else. Like this, the way you do it, that helps people, that you save lives. You save hundreds of thousands of lives just in one single day, each day. I know this, George, I know this. So what we need to come back to the original idea that we are all born with potentially cancerous cells. The second we are born, we have mutated, atrophied cells, half-dead cells, malfunctioning cells that get replaced by the body.
Okay, I believe that.
So why in the world does it stop all of a sudden? So when we are born and everything works perfect, our main question, George, is we need to ask ourselves, why did the function that worked absolutely perfectly until now stop? And why did the body allow, or the immune system allow, or the immune system is not strong enough to fight off what it did until now?
Right. At a certain point in your life, it seems like your immune system is weakened and the cancer starts to grow in the people who get it.
Absolutely, because if your energy level is too low, and now we are coming back to mental and emotional stress, living in a relationship that you cannot handle anymore, so your energy level goes down and down and down and keeps chronically down. So now your immune system doesn't even have the energy anymore to fight it. On top of it, we have all these environmental toxins, chlorine and fluoride in the drinking water, in the shower. When you come out of the shower and you are nauseous and dizzy, you think, oh, I showered too hot. No, you didn't. What actually happened was that the shower head cut open the molecules in the water, and you turn your shower water into a chlorine gas chamber.
You're breathing that in.
You're inhaling it. That's the gas that the criminal Adolf Hitler used to kill the Jewish people. Chlorine gas. And that's what's coming out of your shower head. So that's a physical cause. But I want to come back to the original idea of lack of energy. So now we're having lack of energy because maybe we lost a relationship. We got divorced after 30 years.
Well, you're depressed. You're depressed, right?
Yes, exactly, George. And for example, everybody will understand this. I've never heard somebody is disagreeing on that. You will never see somebody that's highly motivated, energized, and positive, and full of love of life getting the flu or the cold. It's impossible. You have to be worn out and tired and depressed to even get sick. You cannot get sick if your energy level is up and high, if you love life, if you love yourself, if you have hope, if you have self-respect. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. So the only cause of illness, for any kind of illness, is lack of energy, absolute lack of energy. So now when you have to stay with the liver, when you have liver cancer, for example, you have two different things going on. First of all, our liver is a plant in our body that's detoxifying everything.
Right, and it's supposed to be one of the most resilient organs we've got, right?
Oh, yeah, otherwise one time with a good party and getting drunk, instead of a hangover, we would be dead.
Literally
dead. Because the liver can handle so much, it is just unbelievable. I have seen people being full-blown alcoholics for 30, 40 years, and they are still alive. So the liver is just unbelievable.
So, but how do you die from it? I mean, Dave Thomas, the guy who created the Wendy's hamburger chain, who's dead now, died of liver disease. How does that happen?
There's a combination. First of all, of course, it's the lack of energy. It needs to come from somewhere. Dr. Simonton, with his cancer clinic in Texas, he figured that most cancer patients before the diagnosis had 26 months before the diagnosis of cancer, a major traumatic event, like losing a child through death or losing a job for 30 years, a career or business, had to file for bankruptcy, and so on. So a major breakdown in motivation and the energy level. He is a great scientist, so there is nothing wrong with this data that he's putting out there, believe me. So when you really look at the fact that most of all, the richer the people are, the more they believe in the medical profession, and the medical profession will kill them. That's number one. Because they go to a medical doctor, the medical doctor gives them, it's like when you have, there's no such thing as too high cholesterol. The more cholesterol you have, the longer you live and the healthier you are. So the first thing they do, if you have some kind of a liver problem, they usually put you on statin drugs, which leads to the cholesterol lowering drugs, which leads to hardening of the liver and will kill you. They will kill you. They will not help you. And the lower your cholesterol is, the earlier you die. People need to wake up to the cholesterol hoax.
That's why they tell you to keep getting tests, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And what they did is they took families, normal families in America, and they measured their cholesterol, and they figured out the average cholesterol back then was about 250. And so then they all of a sudden said, oh, the healthy cholesterol is 250 and everybody above it is sick and needs to be treated. Then they wanted more patients. Then they lowered the cholesterol level. And then they said all of a sudden, now you have to have 200 or lower to be healthy. So just to turn everybody into a patient, because usually everybody has at least a cholesterol level of 250. I have patients with a cholesterol level of 600, and they are healthy.
600?
Yes, sir.
Aren't they a walking time bomb?
Absolutely not. They are the healthiest, the happiest people. So 87% of all new cells are built from cholesterol. Your brain is cholesterol, pure cholesterol. I mean, of course, a couple of percentage not, but the main ingredient of your brain is cholesterol. Your hormones are built from cholesterol. Every cell is built from 87% of cholesterol. Now we're coming back to your liver. Now you have lowering cholesterol. 87% of the new cell has to be built from cholesterol. You don't have a lot of cholesterol anymore or enough. Now you die of liver cancer or you die of liver failure. Or you have liver cirrhosis because the inflammation doesn't go away, which with hydrolyzed silver, you can get rid of any inflammation in my experience in days, sometimes instantly. So people just need to understand, do not believe anything the medical profession is telling you, because the medical doctor and the medical profession is the number one cause of death in the modern civilized world. People need to get this. This is scientifically proven. The side effects of drugs are the main cause of all new diseases. Vaccination is the main cause of neurological diseases, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis. We have people that get Alzheimer's disease, dementia, with the age of 28, and they just get it, in my opinion, from the vaccinations. People need to wake up. If nature didn't produce it, you do not need it. Vitamin C alone can, in my experience, cure cancer in a couple of weeks. Intravenous 100 cc three times a week, that's what we did with our patients in my hospitals in Europe. And usually in about 12 treatments, the tumors are gone. My great friend, Dr. Rima Label, she did the vitamin C intravenous treatment with all her patients and nearly reported a cancer cure rate of 100%. Just with vitamin C. Vitamin C nearly cures everything. You would not believe. Remember the Limeys, the British sailors? That got the scurvies and all these kind of
right,
things.
Right.
That it was just a vitamin C deficiency. And that's why they were called Limeys, because everywhere where they went after they figured out it was a vitamin C deficiency, they didn't really know what it really was, but they figured out if they had citrus fruits.
Limes. They hate limes, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there was no scurvy anymore. And so many people died, I think, at this time range. Most sailors died.
Let me be the devil's advocate for a second.
Yes,
there's no doubt that alternative forms of medicine work, taking care of yourself, supplements, all that. But not, I can't believe, Leonard, that every form of mainstream medicine is bad.
Not every form, but every form they are lawfully allowed to apply.
Explain that.
So when you as a medical doctor, now we come back to the medical doctor in California who cured his cancer patients with Laetrile. He went to jail.
I remember back in the 1960s, there was this worldwide push for Laetrile, and something happened, and people took it off the market. Something.
Because it worked, George. Because it worked. Look at the Royal Rife machine. Dr. Royal Rife invented the frequency machine that cured every cancer to 100% in minutes. Because you change the frequency, you get rid of the cancer. And because it was so effective, they put him into jail and made the machine illegal. There are machines still out there curing cancer all day long because it's so effective and never had a negative side effect.
Well, how do we know they didn't put him in jail because it didn't work and they wanted to get this guy off the streets?
Because every human being that ever was treated with that machine reported that they got cured. There was not one single proof that any patient that got treated by the machine died. Not one. It is the same like with the when you look at the facts of what cures cancer, like sodium bicarbonate or vitamin C, everybody that got out there, or the Essiac tea. There was this wonderful nurse in Canada who invented Essiac tea, and there's just six simple herbs in it, or seven, depending on which formula you're using. Or Dr. Betty Martini's all-natural formula cured. But let's get back to the Essiac tea. This nurse cured thousands and thousands of cancer patients, many of them in a terminal state, with a simple tea. They made her so much problems and so much trouble, and went got her to court and to court and to court. She won every court hearing, but. Of course, as you know, you pay the lawyers and you get broke until she just got scared. Dr. Betty Martini has in my book, The Only Answer to Cancer, her secret cancer protocol, which cured countless of thousands of people. It's all natural. Do you know what they did to the poor guy who put it together, who grew organically the herbs and put it together? They made his turned his life into hell.
Well, so are you saying, though, that those who come up with these alternatives, like the Rife machine, and you know they were attacked in Australia. They were attacked. They were blamed for deaths of cancer patients, who they say should have been cured with conventional therapy. So, is there a war going on between mainstream and alternative, and the mainstream folks just pull out all the stops to shut the people down who are trying to practice alternative medicine?
George, I've been shot at twice in my life. My car has been bombed. We live with daily death threats.
From?
From anonymous people. In Europe, it was the heads of the pharmaceutical industry that offered me first.
In Germany, you're right there, right? They're there.
Right there. You have Bayer, you have Hoechst. That's the center of all of this. That's the center of the pharmaceutical industry is in Germany. So when my first book, Mama, Please Don't Die, was supposed to come out, and it was over 30 years ago, they offered me $280,000 if it wouldn't come out, which 30 years ago, George, it's kind of like $20 million today if you really look at it realistically. And I said, under no circumstances, I made a deal with God, I'm going to help people, I get the information out. And then they said, you will see. And 2 days later, I've been shot at. And 2 weeks later, my car has been bombed. I'm only alive because I forgot my driver's license. I opened up the car door.
It blew up?
Pardon?
The car blew up?
The car blew up. I went to my car, George, and opened it up. I remembered I forgot my driver's license and walked back. And I walked a couple of steps and the entire car blows up.
Jeez.
And so you cannot even imagine what's going on, how our employees, like my November 19th seminar, we have 16 bodyguards there because I'm talking about 2012, the Illuminati and the New World Order. We need all these bodyguards.
Somebody's out to get you.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. We I have just in Atlantis now. I'm going to speak in the Bahamas to 2,000 people about health.
Well, let's hope it's safe there, Leonard. Hold on. We're going to come back with more in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, we'll take your phone calls with Dr. Leonard Coldwell as we talk about alternative medicine, how to survive your illness and your doctor, and the only answer to cancer. Back with him in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Leonard, you were saying you were speaking in the Bahamas soon. What kind of reception do you, well, of course, I've witnessed a few of them, but what kind of reception do you get?
Basically, we have every seminar I put on my website is usually sold out within an hour or two. I speak worldwide every single weekend. I have a seminar somewhere, and I'm usually speaking between 500 and 2,000 people. And I'm at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas at the end of October, October 30th to November 2nd, I believe. It's this weekend, the end of October weekend.
I think they have a little submarine ride, by the way, if you want to do that.
It's really, really cool there, with swimming with the dolphins and things like this. And I even have 9,000 people on the cruise that I'm speaking to in January. So people are open for help to self-help, for the information of waking up. And basically, we are having the opportunity now. People get all this information on my websites. And it's really, really important that people really understand something.
Well, but let me ask you this, Leonard. I can understand how somebody who, let's say they have cancer or their family members have cancer, they're not aware of what you've been saying. They're not aware of this. The only alternative they think they have is chemotherapy or radiation. And it's a tough call because I don't think I would ever go up to them and say, look, there's this other treatment out there. Don't be foolish. What are you trying to do? Because it's their life. But if they're not aware of alternative medicine, where do they go?
First of all, George, if you don't educate yourself, today with the internet, if you don't educate yourself before you have a surgery or procedure done,
you're foolish.
You're foolish, yeah. Absolutely. How can you just believe one doctor? That's what my grandmother, who was 45 years in a nurse and in the midwife, or 40 years, I'm not really sure yet, but she was a long, long time, many decades, a midwife and a nurse. And she always basically said the people's people should never do a surgery or believe one diagnosis. Always ask 2, 3, 4 other doctors. Get a second, third, fourth opinion. How can you just go to... George, if you have a plumber or a mason, a stonemason, or a carpenter, out of 10, how many good ones do you have? If you're lucky, one. Do you think medical doctors are different people? They're just humans. We are all just humans. We are making mistakes. We are tired. Each and every one of us.
We have good ones. We have bad ones, right?
Yes, sir. But we also have good days and bad days, and people need different opinions. George, we talked about my new book that just came out, The Only Answer to Surviving Your Illness and Your Doctor, a week ago on your show. Now we have 60 books left of the first edition of 150,000 books, George.
Well, people want to know. People want to learn.
Ready. Do you know what they did to Mike Adams? Mike Adams and I, we always speak at the Health Freedom Expo. I'm always a keynote speaker at the Health Freedom Expo. They threatened him and his wife so much that he disappeared half an hour before he was supposed to speak. That's how scared they made him. This is so horrible, you cannot even imagine what's going on here. So, but people, there are 32 million people in my research that are organized in taking charge over their own lives, getting educated, they're taking control over their own health, and not just believing anybody anymore. You cannot believe anything. The CNN, for example, stands for me for constant negative news. And if you just watch the horror that they tell you, but You need to wake up. You need to. It's your life. It's your responsibility. It's your health. If you get a tooth pulled without having a proper diagnosis, you are missing the tooth.
Isn't there though some kind of balance between alternative and mainstream? Isn't there some kind of partnership where you can rely on some of that and some of the other?
It's legally not possible, George. Remember about 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when the medical profession was convicted or was found guilty of committing a conspiracy against chiropractors because the chiropractors all of a sudden cured all these patients from backaches and they didn't come to the medical doctors for surgery any longer. So they tried to destroy the entire profession.
Yeah.
So the problem really is, do you know how they sucker them in? What happens is the new medical doctor wants to help and wants to heal, and now all these companies come, oh, we give you this new X-ray machine and this new MRI and this new machine. So now they, and of course, they get it all on credit. And all of a sudden, they are 6 months in office, and they have millions of dollars worth of debt. Now they have to pay the bills. And now they get into the compromise. They have to do things. Do you know that it's a statistical fact that when you have a doctor's convention in Las Vegas, in Nevada, of course they all gamble or do whatever they do to spend some money, that the Monday after that, the surgery rate rises by 800%, and the rate of procedures that are not absolutely necessary because they need the money back, they just blew. It is all about the money. We have proven that there are dentists drilling holes in teenagers' teeth, little tiny holes that they know they will turn into cavities later, that they can treat them. You cannot, the crookery that's out there. That's why I wrote the book, How to Survive Your Illness. And
well,
the
then, how do you know the good from the bad? Because we both know there are good ones out there.
Of course, George. There are many good ones out there. I have so many friends. I'm going to list all the medical doctors that are my friends that I trust on my website so that people know who I trust. But only through results. You need to talk in the waiting room to the patients that are there. How long do you come here? Did they help you? Or do they just give you another pain pill or another psychiatric pharmaceutical drug? You can only the results tell. I have hundreds of video testimonials on my website. I have tens of thousands of written testimonials on my website. See, look for the results. Do not look for people that tell you hypothetically that would work or that could work or should work or that shouldn't work. No, you need to look for people that are producing the results. Ask your doctor, can I talk to some of your patients that you treated with this treatment and they're still alive 5 years later and cured? And usually they don't have any because they don't survive. Do you know that Dr. Simoncini, he's an oncologist himself. He stated that the medical profession has a cancer cure rate of 2%.
Right. And he's under attack for what he does.
Because he's curing cancer patients. We come back to the same spot. He is messing with their income.
It's all about money.
It's as big as oil. It's all about money, George. It makes me cry. Sometimes I could just sit there and cry. I watch on TV these horrible statements that the TV hosts make on the news, and knowing how they lead people into this absurdity of believing into medical treatment. And in 1900, 7% of the population had cancer. Today, 56% of the population have cancer. Cancer bypassed heart disease and caused number one cause of death long time ago, just because your heart stops when you die, logically.
All right, run through a list of things people should do to at least attempt to fight back.
They need to ask for results. They need to ask to talk to patients. They need to also talk to licensed or qualified NDs, chiropractors. I dedicated my new book, Surviving Your Illness and Your Doctor, to the nurses, naturopathic doctors, and chiropractors of the world. Because nurses, in my opinion, when they are 10 years in office, they know more than any medical doctor will ever know. Because they are dealing with a real-life patient. They are dealing with the real facts. They know, and they know what doesn't work and what works. And they very often cure the patients without the doctor even knowing. You need to really understand the second you feel better, you are getting better. So why don't you try a gallon of water a day? Why don't you try some colloidal silver if you have an infection or inflammation? Why don't you try a raw food diet for 21 days? What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose by taking seven apricot kernels? It costs next to nothing a pound, or you're trying the sodium bicarbonate. What in the world do you have to lose? See, here is a fact. Cancer, breast cancer, grows 7 to 10 to 12 years in a female's breast to even grow to a size that they can diagnose it. And then, of course, they try to scare and trick the woman into instant surgery before she gets informed what's going on and skips out and uses natural methods. But imagine that. It grows 7 to 10 years that you can diagnose it. So now you have enough time. There is no hurry. You have enough time to try some alternatives. Why don't you try the natural first? You can always do the medical treatment. Always. So why don't you just simply try the natural first? And the second you feel better, you are better. The second you feel more energetic, the second you think clearer, the toxins are leaving your system. Very often the mercury in your teeth is causing brain tumors or your brain cells. Dr. Brzezinski has this huge cancer cure rate with brain tumors. They're fighting him like crazy. I even have on my Facebook site his video. I put it on and put it on and put it on for people to see what they do to this poor guy who has this unbelievable cure rate of brain tumors.
What percent of the people, though, who have cancer don't even know that there's alternative treatments out there?
And this is what we need to stand up for, George. That's what you stand for. George, that's why I'm saying you save hundreds of thousands of people's lives just today. And every time you get messages out that the mainstream media doesn't let out there, people are just really, let me take this crass word and just say they are stupid. They are stupid. If they don't educate themselves, if they don't just Google something, if they don't go to alternative sites, or they go into a bookstore, well, now it's all electronic, and go through book titles that cover what they have, or the patient's stories. I have Colleen Burry. She cured herself from multiple sclerosis just by using the protocol in my book, The Only Answer to Cancer. She got 6 months to live 6 years ago. She was just on stage on Sunday telling her story. She's 100% cured at the Medical University of South Carolina, give her a clean bill of health, and she got a $250,000 worth life insurance policy. She was supposed to die of multiple sclerosis 6 years ago.
You don't get life insurance policies nowadays unless they think you're healthy.
Absolutely. And George, we need to look for the facts. You and a couple of other people like us, I get my own TV station going because I was so fed up. I was so fed up with this crockery and I didn't know what to do any longer. So I put all the money I could accumulate into the Dr. Coldwell Network, drcoldwellnetwork.com. The test site is up. We're going live in 4 weeks with my own TV station.
Good for you.
In HD, we can send it to your cell phones, to your computers, to your dish satellite. And the other thing we also are working on is going to go live. You know how it's so dangerous now to even film something like police brutality, beating up somebody, and the police comes after you and they grab your cell phone and destroy it or delete it and beat you up? You know what I invented? I have an app now that's going to go live soon. The second you put it on your cell phone and something happens and you push the app, you videotape it and you're instantly live on my server in Europe. So it doesn't matter if they take your phone. It doesn't matter. You have on the video forever. Nobody can destroy it or alter it or get to it. And it even stands in court because you cannot alter it. So you have the guy that's attacking
you. So you're going to store this, I guess, right?
Yes, we store this. We're going to store this with it's even time coded. It says the date, the time. There's nothing they can do because the owner of this specific app on his phone or her phone has a specific channel on my specific part on my servers in Europe. So and since they cannot alter it, they can copy it, they can show it, they can look at it, but they cannot alter it. That's why it stands in court. And it doesn't really matter what they do to you or what they take. You have the perpetrator on video live that we store on our server.
Do you find that now people are more interested in natural cures than ever before?
George, the last 2 years, there was a major breakthrough. I do what I do for 38 years. For 38 years, I was just the lonely wolf out there crying to the moon and then saying, why don't you look at the facts? I cured my mother from liver cancer. I cured hundreds of patients from liver cancer. Why don't you look at the facts? And I could never understand it. And there was a stronghold. And then the internet came out, and with the internet, information came out. And great people like you are out there for such a long time. But you know, when you started, it was the same way that I started. We are the crooks. We are the strange guys. But 2 years ago, all of a sudden, there was a shift in consciousness. Einstein called it the collective consciousness, or there's a 101 monkey syndrome.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I believe that. Yep.
It absolutely happened. All of a sudden, my books flew off the shelves. My CD sets, people were writing emails. Remember, I got 144,000 emails last year when I was on for 3 hours.
Now, so how do we increase our pH balance? What do we do?
First of all, you use the water. Very, very often, there's a great book out there called The Body's Many Cries for Water. It's a really great book. So you start with the water. You start with a simple part. Then you start with detoxification. It's really, really important that you detoxify your system. Use a good juicing. Use apple salad carrot juice. I don't know if I should say the website, but there's the only heavy metal cleanse out there that has also a test before and after that I really trust in and believe. I'm just saying it. It's helpingamericanow.com. They have the best heavy metal cleanse. I have no financial interest, George, in anything I'm promoting. You have the heavy metals in the drinking water, in the food, in the preservatives, in the vaccines. They need to come out of your system. They cannot come out on their own. So you need to detoxify the dental work. So helpingamericanow.com has these unbelievable heavy metal cleanse, and they have a test. So it's not a maybe or hoping or like all these other cleanses, or you do them and you just hope it works. No, you do the test before you start.
You know then. You see the results.
See, and that's what I mean, George.
Yep.
We are all about results. You and I, we are all about results. We are looking at the facts and not at what somebody tries to blind swipe us.
Well, when I was a kid, all our fillings, for example, in our teeth were mercury-based. I had them all taken out. All of them.
Thank God, George.
Ceramic.
So many people that get them taken out 21 days later, that's kind of like the time that the body needs to detoxify. Every cleanse, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's below 21 days is useless and worthless. Please do not do a single organ cleanse if you're not 100% healthy, because the toxins is going to be put in your system first before they can send out into out of your body. It can kill you or cause or trigger horrible diseases. You need a whole body cleanse that cleanses the system at the cellular level at one time. Then you can do single organ cleanses. But if you just do a single organ cleanse, like a liver cleanse, a kidney cleanse, it is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Don't do this. That's why for my cancer patients, I invented a specific cleansing system that goes 21 days. So that's the only system I'm aware of out there. It's 100% natural, mostly organic, that really does this on a cellular level. It's on mybepure.com. If people are interested in, and then that's what I personally invented for my specific cancer patients. And you cleanse the entire system first, and then you go to single organ cleanses. Then you go to juicing, 21 days of juicing. It needs to be 21 days. Every change in the human system needs 21 days to happen and to be conditioned.
Well, it's like a science. There's no doubt about it. Okay, up next is the hour you've been waiting for. We're going to take your phone calls with Dr. Leonard Coldwell right here on Coast to Coast AM. And by the way, if you need to email me, you've got it, george@coasttocoastam.com. We shall be right back in a moment. Don't touch your dial.